like that.
It was terrific. You know, probably you know one of the watch.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that pirate radio does not do justice to country and western. And I'm not going to play any goddamn Denver High or whatever it is by John Denver. My sister loves John Denver, and she doesn't got the first idea what music is about. She hasn't even got the 100th idea of what music is about. So let's see what we got here. What do we got here? From Redneck Country, Redneck Music. Redneck Music, Country and Western. Isn't that what it's all about? From there, Redneck Country, you know, rednecks and all that stuff. You know, pickup trucks, mud duckies and that kind of stuff. And big CB amplifiers that run 8kW. Hey, there's one kid on the West Coast that's one smart cookie. He built an 8kW four-tier CB amplifier, and he demonstrated it on YouTube. Go look for it. Go look for what he did. And what he did was he ordered an amplifier, and he blew it up. The first amplifier he ordered, he blew up. But he de-engineered it. He de-engineered it, and then he began building his own. That's what he did. So there you go, Redneck Country friends. What do we got going here? Anything reasonable? I don't know.
And if you enjoy the content, please be sure to like, subscribe, and comment for the almighty YouTube algorithm.
It's not now. It's not a reasonable radio station at all. So what do we got here? What do we got here? Who's a good country and western guy? Don't tell me Johnny Cash. Please don't tell me Johnny Cash. Please.
Johnny Cash.
I guess he's all right, you know. When he got old, he really couldn't sing. He didn't do shit. He just had so much popularity, he kept selling records because he had a lot of people that loved him. Johnny Cash, yeah, Johnny Cash. I don't know, what is a good tune by Johnny Cash? I just don't know. I don't have any Johnny Cash records at all. I'm going to have to actually shop out for a Johnny Cash record. But I don't know. Folsom Prison, I don't know. That's the only thing that comes to mind. Folsom Prison, Johnny Cash. Remember that one? I mean, I don't remember it. I just know of it. You know what I mean? And I still can't locate it. Where is Johnny Cash in Folsom Prison? All my CDs are piled up here. I go out, I try to look for something new, and you see how difficult it is to find something new. Anyway, Johnny Cash, music. Johnny Cash, greatest hit. Maybe that's what I got to do. I just don't know what to do. And, you know, it's still not giving me what I want. You talk about the internet trying to sell you stuff. That's all it does. You know, especially the Microsoft search engine. All it does is try to sell you stuff. Tell it to go and find something, and it tries to sell you something. That's all it is capable of doing. Johnny Cash. Cash, let's see. If I put Cash music in, you know what I'm going to get? Johnny Cash. I'll bet I won't get anything. What have I got? Oh, I got a picture of Johnny Cash. He was born on February 26th of 1932. And he died September 12th of 2003. Johnny Cash, yeah, there you go. So there you go. There's the discography right there. There, Johnny Cash and, I don't know. You know, he had a lot of fans. I've got to say, I'm not one of them, but I don't criticize people that like Johnny Cash. I still cannot find... This server is not giving me any Johnny Cash music. It's just trying to sell me things about Johnny Cash. I walked the line. Maybe I can find that. Hey, remember that tune? That was really famous, Johnny Cash. Live in Las Vegas, 1979. I walk the line. Johnny Cash. All you CCR people, all you country and western people, here we go. We're gonna keep it.
I'm gonna turn my amplifier on.
Alright, I'll walk the line. Thank you.
like that one so much. Let's go back and do another one. All right, Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. How about that? You like that one from Las Vegas? Same tour at Las Vegas, 1979. Johnny Cash. Because I really can't stand it. It's causing me to want to go to the bathroom. So I'm not going to play that Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. I refuse to do that. I refuse to insult myself by playing that on my radio station. So if you like to do that, go buy the record, you know, have your fun. Go buy the record, have some fun, buy some Johnny Cash. Do what you want, Johnny Cash. There you go. Anyway, I don't know. We got any listeners here tonight. I'm just playing Gray Line. Tonight, it's Martin Luther King Day. I'm playing Gray Line. So, let's see, redneck music. We have any redneck music? We got to find somebody. hey, some redneck music. How about some redneck games, yeah? Yeah, how about that? Let's see here. Rednecks. What are rednecks? Rednecks are working class white people. In other words, they are the mega people. Working class white people, the mega people, the ones that kissed Donald Trump's ass. That's what a redneck is, somebody that kisses Donald Trump's ass, especially a politically reactionary one from a rural area. They can't stand anything that they don't understand. And the problem is, because they're so stupid, there isn't anything they do understand. So as a result of that, they live a very unhappy life because everything is reactionary to them. That's right. Redneck music. That's what it is. But they're human beings. They have dogs and, mud ducker trucks and all this kind of stuff. You know that just as well as I do. So there you go. But if I could find some redneck music, I'd put it on because I declare that I would like to not have war on rednecks, because they just are what they are. They're never going to be any different. So there you go. Here we go on Mushroom Head Radio.
Am I alive or does it take to stop waiting? comes back in the throne's mind. The disappears in his mind. Going for the head with it. Take his head off. You say that I did it. Good bidding. Say hi to the bad guy back in business. If you took what's mine, I'm back to get it. There's nothing you can do. I'm back with vengeance. Now turn me loose.
And I think that's really appropriate for Martin Luther King Day. Don't you? I really do. That really has some spirit in it. That has some life in it. And it's not sitting on its ass and doing what it thinks the white man wants, you know. The white man says, the man says. So you do it. Most of you people, all you do is follow the white man. Follow the little bouncing ball. That's all you do. And you know that Zeke doesn't follow the really bouncing ball. The ball. Because I got ball. Yeah, I do. I also got a brain. There you go. There you go. And you want to get Zeke off the radio band? Good. You're gonna have to come down and take my transmitter away. So why don't you come on and do it? You know, you come to this place, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be like the Roach Motel. You come in here like a roach, you go into the motel, you go in, but you don't, you check in, but you don't check out. No, you don't check out, boy, you don't check out. So there you go. That's the Epiclop preaching to the choir by Alex Runo. I don't know that one, but that sounds good. That's what we do most of the time. We preach to the frickin' choir. But our station doesn't preach to the choir. I'm politically very incorrect. And I'm damn proud of it.
chase one.
You don't have to tell me twice.
You took your bass control and you pushed it all the way to the right. Take the bass control out, man. You sound like shit. I don't know what you are, whether you're a ham radio operator or what, but you sound like absolute shit. Absolute shit. So whoever told you you got a good sounding signal, they told you wrong. They lied to you. They were preaching to the choir.
Please play the
king. Farmer Zeke is off tonight, and let's see, what are we going to go out with? How about Fearless by Cat Leon? How about that? Yeah, for
play the kinks, please.
Fearless by Catman, Cat Leon. Yeah, here. We're going to say to all you little twickies out there, they just follow the bouncing ball. There's nothing I can do for you. Yeah, why don't you come and be one of my goats, be one of my sheep? Because you'd be very happy as one of my sheep, I'm sure.
Please play the kinks. It's a lot of fun, but I want to request. the kink.
She's got some reach. She can really kick ass is what she can do. She really kick ass. Hey, Dr. Zeke is releasing this frequency to regular pirate use. Except the asshole that's on frequency right now. Why don't you go take a shit? Do yourself a favor. God damn you. What is wrong with you, you jerk? You're absolute shitty. You're not funny. You're not intelligent. You don't contribute anything to the world. Why don't you just jump into the Grand Canyon, all right, without a parachute? That would be my advice to you. Anyway, Dr. Zeke leaving the air. Any really reasonable pilots that want to use this frequency, I am now releasing this frequency to regular pirate radio use. Have yourself a good evening.
Can you play the kinks before you go?
Go take a shit, buddy, because that's all you got for brains. Every time you have a headache, you should go to the bathroom because some of your brains get relieved that way. Obviously, you have constipation. Get into the bathroom and relieve yourself, and you'll feel much better, and the world will be better off. Dr. Zeke, gone. Gone that away.
Bye-bye. Love you, Zeke. I love you, Zeke.